Blog Talk Radio.
Open up the champagne pocket. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where. Something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go around. Welcome to my house. And you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds and pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
That's how we do.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my.
What's going on, Moose family? Jason Blaze. I'm actually kind of running solo at the moment. We will have other media members joining me shortly. We are doing a special broadcast for the MHL All-Star Game. It looks like Yeti's just pulling in now. It sounds like he's He's, well, sounds like he's having sex. But let's move on nonetheless. This is serious business. It's the MHL All-Star Game. We have the top of the top in the MHL competing against each other to determine pretty well bragging rights. since no one here else has an opinion, besides me, myself, and I, which is a three-man show here, obviously I'm fat. Marine Mike's not here. Bone Warrior is indisposed at the moment. Yeti is on his way, folks, so keep stay tuned for that. Let me just briefly go over the All-Star lineup. Now, I want to give a shout-out to the five members that did help select, went based upon stats, as well as how they played. But I want to give a shout-out to Viklev. He definitely played a major role in the MHL All-Star and the MAHL All-Star games. MAHL is to be continued. but the MHL All-Star game, you got Bar Down making selections, myself, Fallen Warrior, and Crazy Eddie Killer. That was our five-man committee. And based upon how people played, stats, and that nature, we came down to three names per each position. You got two starters and then a reserve player. Now let's start out with the right wing. We got Teaspoons, we got Saney, and then we got MJ Pixel as the reserve. If anyone's got any questions or concerns, or if they want to give any feedback towards the MHL All-Star lineup, give us a call at 347-857-3873. Don't mind the screaming kid. She's just excited for the MHL All-Star game tonight. I'm just waiting on Yeti to come in here. Moving on, left wing, we have SBDR, Bar Down himself, and then the captain, Stoey Jopa, as the reserve. For centers, we have none other than King Rome. That was kind of expected. Saini's partner in crime, the Rosé, and then Crazy Legs 314 as the reserve. For right defenseman, we have Luckton, we have Chai Down Beattown, and Derek GNR. For lefty, we got none other than Truck, Smiley, and what? Blue Liner? How'd he get in there? That must be a typo. I mean, if Blue's got anything to say about me calling him out just right now, give us a call. Once again, the number is 347-857-3873. Now, let's move on to the goalies. I'm interested because I am a goalie after all. And, I just like to see who the crease bosses are going to be. We got Holy Moly Goalie, Dalai Lama. How does he even deserve to be there? Do I have to get Crazy Eddie Killer to put his two cents in on this once he gets back on? All I have to do is say Saint, and the guy freaks out. So could you imagine what I would say if it was just Dalai Lama? Anyways, there is some special mentions there that Viklev did include. We have Sidhu, probably the only reason Dolly hasn't completely melted down. She has the blue line. She has the blue line wall that keeps this team's goals against average getting to double digits. But the stats speak for themselves. NJ Ski, ridiculous with the puck, but somewhat a liability without it. Check the penalty in minutes. Ski, you're definitely not winning the Lady Bing Award this season with all those Pims. And then, last but not least, Darkstorm, silent but deadly. Sounds like a fucking fart. Anyways, this Moose Vet is great with and without the puck. Unfortunately, Fallen Warrior sucks balls, so his plus minus is hurting. If you actually agree with these positions, there is also a poll up there that Viklev has put up so that people can go ahead and voice their opinions. Now, that game is going to be playing tonight, so it is very exciting. I'm just letting Yeti know that I'm solo at the moment. All right. So when it came to the decision-making for these All-Star players, it wasn't purely based upon stats. It was also how they play with their team, There is plus minus factor in there, and there also is goals and points, but it's primarily how they contribute to their team and, you know, how they are playing throughout the season. Wow, my daughter is really excited for this hockey MHL All-Star game. I'm sorry about the whiny kid, Moose Sam. She is getting tired. Moving on to my next point there, until we can get another Moose Media member on to give us their opinion about the All-Star game and the lineup. I just wanted to give a special shout out to the captains in the MHL and the AHL. This season hasn't exactly been the easiest season on all of us. We did have a lot of emo meltdowns, Legion, Elegant Mullet, Crazy Yeti Killer on Saints team. If you want to know more, just call into our last show and listen to that. I believe we actually have Yeti on the air, so let me bring him on.
Yo, Yeti. I'm good. Sorry about being late, folks. There was a little incident on my way home. The normal route I take, there's a mall, and the road was closed down because apparently the mall was on fire. So I had to detour. Sorry about that, fam. Hello?
Sorry about that. I'm just trying to get the kid to stop freaking out here. I gave my opinion based upon the All-Star lineup. I can read them out for you again and see what you think about it.
Yes,
I mean,
that'd be cool.
I did give a shout out to the 5-man committee, which you yourself and myself are included. And I gave it a little bit of insight as to why we chose these players. How did you make your picks for the All-Star game?
Well, there was a number of variables I chose. First off, I went, of course, you go off the basics. You go through the stats. You pull up the stats. That's the base grounds for what I was going off the selections. And then I would go on and then I would figure out which player of the selections was the most valuable to their team. And then I went off of there. And then that's pretty much how I did it. It's a weird ranking system I did, but like how I did it. But I think, you know what, it came down and it was pretty good and nailed it. So,
yeah, man. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of variables. Honestly, my biggest question mark is Blue Liner making it for defense. Once again, folks, I'm sorry about the screaming kid. She's just pulling a fit. But yeah, going to the right wings. Let's start off with the right wings. We have Teaspoon and Saini as our two starters, with NJ Pixley as the reserved player. What do you think?
You know what? I like that. You know what? That just shows, like, those players have been really proving it this season that they belong up there, and that this is what they get, right? So I think, yeah, those are some pretty decent picks for the All-Star game for their position, for the right wing.
Left wing we have... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to... I was talking to myself. I was trying to fix my headset. The foam pieces came off for some reason, so I'm trying to quickly do that and try to...
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So for the left wing position, we have SBDR, far down, and then Stoey Jopa as the reserve.
Now you're going after... There's been an announcement. Unfortunately, Bardown won't be able to make the All-Star game because he has real-life hockey. So it's going to be SBDR and... What was the reserve again? Sorry, I forgot.
Joey Stoppa.
Joey Stoppa. And you know what? Also, I don't know if... If Joe Stowe's banned, like, is he still suspended? And if he is, would that carry over to the All-Star game? Would that be reflected on there?
Like, as far as I know, it doesn't. But, I mean, don't quote me on that. That's up to the MEC to decide. But yeah, they will be interested to see what happens there, because as you mentioned, there is a suspension with Joe Stowe, and we'll see if it will impact the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Big decision for Vic Lev. For center, we have King Rome, the Rosé, and Crazy Legs as the reserve.
Now, this is something that this is right bane on. These are the top three, four centers in the league. Like, King Rome, he is probably the only person I have a little bit of a trouble with in the faceoff circle. And that's saying something, because I'm pretty good. I'll float my own boat. Yes, I'm pretty good. But yeah, King Rome and DeRozier, those two, like, they're up there. They're crucial to their teams. Like, I look at Joe Stowe's team, and DeRozier, like, for most of the season, he was leading the league until the whole NJ got traded to Lockton's team. So those two picks are pretty solid, and I agree with them. Now, Crazy Legs, I do like him, and I kind of hoped he was going to make it, but you know what? He got the reserve bench, and maybe he'll be able to get some games in if someone can't fill in, show up.
Yeah, for sure.
But just let you know, Crazy, you're my boy, Crazy Legs. You're my boy.
You sound like this guy's a cripple. Anyways, we have for right defenseman, Lockton.
I'm a boy, Blue.
Can you teach me the football? We have Lockton. We have Chi-Town, B-Town, and Derek GNR as the reserve.
Now, Lockton, yes, he's probably one of the best offensive D-men in the league right now. It showed, like, last night when we played them. And I think that's a solid pick there for the All-Star game. I honestly think Derek should have probably gotten nominated in, but some certain things hurt him in the vote. So this is the reason why he didn't make the starting cut. So not to knock Chi-Town, he's having an unbelievable season. I'm pretty sure this is like his first full season in the MHL. I might be wrong, but yeah, for being a guy that was a dominating D-man in the AHL, he has managed to do the turnover and find some success in the MHL. So, shout out to both of those guys and kudos.
Yeah, sorry, I just had myself muted there, so don't worry about
okay.
The delay.
No, that's all right. I'm also putting on some background music. If you hear it, just don't worry about it.
All right. Left defenseman. We have Ice Cream Truck, Smiley, and the question mark is Blue Liner.
You're my boy, Blue. Two goals. You're having a career season, Blue.
Yeah, hands down, though, Ice Cream Truck is the best lefty man in this league. He could fucking, he bangs with the best of them. He could put up the points. It's just a solid all-around D-man. And I would have been shocked if he didn't make the ballot.
And then Smiley.
Smiley. You know what? This is another guy that's been, he's new-ish to the league, but sorry, no, he's not. He's returned. I'm pretty sure this is his return year, is it not?
I believe so.
So kudos to him. I remember when he was in the league before, he was up there and he was probably one of the top five D-men in the league. So it just shows that his skill has not depreciated over the time of him being away from the Moose. So yeah, kudos to you for having your first season back in the MHL and making the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, special shout out to also Blue Liner.
You're my boy, Blue. Career year. Career year.
Yeah, not many defensemen can say they made it to the number one spot in the top 10. I mean,
yeah.
All right, the goalie, I am just going to say it. I'm going to mute myself and I'm going to walk away.
Okay,
I'll let you rant. We got Holy Moly goalie, And we got your favorite goalie of all time, Dalai Lama.
And who's the reserve?
Jacob Montanez.
Well, first off, Gekko's pretty decent goalie. I liked him. He was my number one on here. To be honest, Dolly was my number three pick. But you know what, Dolly? Even though me and you have a little fucking animosity or a little rivalry or whatever fucking it is you want to call it that we did on the fucking write-up, you do deserve to be in the All-Star game. I won't take that from you. All right. The main thing is, though, there could have been better goalies in the league. Maybe that could have been why you're in there. But you know what? You deserve it from the stats and how you played this season so far. Except for when you play against me. That's right. I got your number.
Saint.
Fucking Saint.
All right. We had a few honorable mentions. We had Sidhu, NJ Ski, and Darkstorm. So those ones barely missed the cuts, but
I missed them. You didn't get it.
All right. Not only are we going to be focusing on the MHL All-Star Game, we're also going to do like a kind of a half-season report. We did make some predictions at the beginning of the season, and God knows if I fucking remember any of them anyways. So let's just go over the standings as it stands right now. We have the East Infections with 42 points. They have 20 wins, 8 losses, 2 overtime losses. Second place is 8 points behind, and it's the Almec and the Blue Barracudas. I believe that's Ice Cream Truck, with 16 wins, 6 losses, 2 overtime losses. We got Stoey Jopas, Donkey Punch All-Stars, for 14, 6, and 4, 32 points. We got Fallen in his fucking Transvestites with 13 wins, 11 losses, and 3 points, with 3 overtime losses with 29 points. We got Blue Liner and the Sesame Street Pole Dancers with 12 wins, 10 losses, 2 overtime losses, 26 points. Cracker Ho and his bunch of renegades is 9.
Fuck you.
9 wins, 15 losses, 3 overtime losses, 21 points. And then we got, lo and behold, we got Shitty Walk Samurais. All chicken pie wise, 6 wins, 14 losses, 4 overtime losses, with 16 points. Now, the spread between first and last, it's a considerable spread. It's 26 points. That is 13 wins different. Could you ever predict such a wide spread in the MHL this season?
Yeah, I kind of did, but it's also kind of tight still on the same run. There is still some chance for some teams to make the playoffs, but there's no chance Saints team. There is no chance. even though they have 6 games in hand on the East Infections, they ain't catching up.
Was there any surprises this season?
You know what? Some of the surprises were like how at the beginning of the season, how the Chicks or Sticks, they came out strong. They're starting to trail off now. They were a powerhouse at the beginning of the season, it seemed like. I'm kind of surprised to see where Blue Liner's team is right now. I'm wondering if Blue Liner is regretting not making any moves at the trade deadline. Maybe that would have helped him out and push him into the playoffs. Right now, I know he's probably freaking out because he's on the verge of not making the playoffs for the first time in forever. So, the only surprise that's really came around recently is how Luxon's teams turned around after that trade. Even though it wasn't such a big surprise, we knew as soon as that trade happened, they were going to be a powerhouse offensively with Teaspoon and NJ up front. That's what I've got so far that surprised me. How about you?
Honestly, it's I'm going to have to go with Cracker Joe's team. I honestly predicted them to go a little better. But we also had the question mark of, is everyone going to get along in the locker room? And the obvious answer was no. some sort of emo meltdown that you could probably account to happened, and it systematically destroyed your team. Now, I don't know what happened there.
Let me just break it down. I won't say names, but let's put it this way. One person started getting upset and started bitching. Which would affect another person. And that person would start bitching back at that person, which would rattle another person. And so that person would get rattled and then shit the bed and then rattled the rest of the team. That's how that works.
And, I mean, your team, I don't know if you guys have any games on hand there, but you guys are, like, getting very, very close to the Shitty Walk Samurais. You guys are only 5 points behind.
Yeah, we're 5 points behind, but we're also 5 points ahead of them, so we need 8 points to catch up to fourth. It all depends on how the rest of the season looks and how the scheduling is. Hopefully, we could actually get our team together and actually get some games in before, probably tonight, maybe tomorrow, you know. Other than that, it's been a rough season, but you know what? It's been fun at the same time.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to... Sorry, I'm just trying to deal with a multitask here, and I'm a guy. So, and most of us know guys can't multitask. all right. So
Jordan says he can. Fallen says he can, but we all know that's just because he's a...
he's a Medeiros. What the fuck else do you think he's going to do? He's related to Goofy J. Come on now. All right, I thought we could also go over the top five players in each position for the MHL. A lot of the same names are up there, but we'll start with the points. We have Teaspoon. He's got 92 points. NJ Skeeg in second with 87. SBDR with 76. NJ X-Pixelated with 63. And the Rosé with 61. Any surprises up there?
Sorry, what was that? Was that a huge jump I heard there from first, second to third?
92 to 87 to 76, and then it goes all the way down to 63.
Yeah, that, you know what? Teaspoon being the highest paid player, he should have put up some fucking points. And if he didn't, he would have probably been the most overrated player in the Moose. So he had no choice. And plus, he's also playing for his brother. So I'm pretty sure his brother would have been fucking, Luckton would have been nagging him the entire way. But yeah, it's surprised how it was DeRozier and Sania and NJ Pixelated up there. And then all of a sudden, boom, just such a fucking flop here.
Yeah. It's only halfway through the season, too. So this can change very easily, and we'll see how the rest of the season unfolds.
It's kind of funny. DeRozier must have had some games off because he's got sitting there at 61 points in fifth. But if you look at points per game played, he's first with 3.59 ahead of Young Christian, Teaspoon, and all the way down. So I'm wondering if maybe the reason why his points have dropped is because he's not playing as many games as he should, or he missed some games?
It's very much possible. I mean, this season hasn't been exactly the easiest on the captains, MHL, or especially the MAHL. But, I mean, we're making do, and the league is getting stronger. There's some growing pains, mind you, but, I mean, it might explain some absenteeisms, and the MAHL is kind of getting raped. But at the same time, it is a very competitive league. So missing a few games could easily notch you down the leaderboard. So make sure you actually play your games, Moose fam.
Yeah.
So moving on to points per game, we have Rosier leading the board with 3.59. We actually have a call-up on number two. We have Young Christian at 3.33.
Yeah, I think he only played the one series, I think.
Okay. Yeah, they should really update this so that it doesn't look as bad, because they got BCO and three of these are call-ups. So let's just move on. Goals. We have Teaspoon with 49. Then there's a big gap between Teaspoon and SBDR with 38, and Edges Key also at 38. Fallen Warrior at 36, and Pixelated at 35. So mainly just two teams dominating this the statistic.
I'm at 11th. I'm at 11th. That's all I got to say there.
All right. I'm just opening up the waiver doc so I can try to find the airborne waiver while I do this. Goals per game. There is a few AHL guys in there, so I'm not going to bother because we have Jets Killer number 5 with 1.5. Jets Killer goals per game in the NHL.
Okay, I could decipher out the AHL guys. So you got DeRozier at 1.79, Teaspoon at 1.75, Fallen at 1.64, and then you got Pixelated at 1.30, and then that's all I could say right now. I've only got top 10 up. The rest, yes, people, from 4 to 9 are all AHL players.
All right, we got the assist. We have NJ Ski at 49, Teaspoons at 43, SBDR at 38, King Rome at 33, and Rue at 32, rounding off the top 5. Any surprises there?
Not really.
No? It's
maybe
the usual games.
Maybe SBDR, he's usually not a passer. He's more of a bone crusher and putting the puck on net. So maybe most of the assists are what that is. But, yeah, I would think I actually thought King Roma would have been up higher. But
yeah, honestly, it's the same names over and over again. So I'm just not even going to make an opinion. But I do have an interesting stat. It's the penalty minute stat. let me actually try to get Fallen Warrior in here. We actually have a couple goons. I'll let you lead that off. I'm just getting Fallen Warrior in here.
Okay, so we'll go off the PIMS. All right, so right now, leading the panel minutes, which is unheard of, but it is heard of. It's NJ Ski right now with 64 penalty minutes. Or second, you got NJ Pixelated with 55. So you got the NJs at the top two. All right. And then we got Fallen at 48, myself at 47, and Vicleb at 47. So that rounds up your top 5 in penalty minutes. Now, I can say this. NJ received, I think, I have to say, was in a 40-amount, it was about 40 minutes of penalty minutes when he played on my team. So he's accumulated 24 with Luckton's. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just a fun little stat there. And, I mean, it's awesome how one of the people known for scoring actually can't stay out of the fucking penalty box.
Yeah.
Dominator sending me stats for my game last night. Holy fuck, one guy. All right, what were you saying?
I was just going to go, since you were doing what you were doing, I was just going to move on down to like power play goals and go off of there.
Sure. Yeah, give
me. All right. So the top 5 so far in this season and top 5 power play goals is, you got Bar down leading it off with 9, SBADR with 8. And then you got Crazy Legs and DeRozier tied with 7. And then you got Saney with 6. Any surprises there?
I mean, power play goals is more of a spur of the moment stat, so it's not really something you can predict. I mean, if you're scoring a lot of points there and then someone takes a penalty, I mean, you're bound and bent to get a power play goal. But, I mean, it's not really a stat you can measure based upon someone's skill as much as just the right place at the right time type deal.
Yeah.
Same with the shorthanded goals. I mean,
well, shorthanded, they require some skill, I would say. That's more impressive than power play goals because you're shorthanded, right?
Yeah.
So that right there is a bit more impressive, but I can't really go into depth about that because it's a four-way tie for first with two, and it's like a six-way tie for second with one. So I'm not going to list them all down, but it's on the MSO site if you want MSO site if you want to look at it. We'll move over to I guess do you want to do winning goals and then go to overtime, or you want to do it?
Let's just go game-winning goals, and then we will go towards the hits and then goals.
Yeah. All right. So winning goals. All right. So we got number one, we got Crazy Legs with 7. Number two is Fallen with 6. Tied with Fallen is Teaspoon with 6. And then we got one high-player tie for fourth with 5. It's me, DeRose, Eichel, and SBDR. any surprises there? Other than Fallen being up there?
Yeah, Fallen Warrior. I mean, he makes me scratch my head every which way. I mean, it's not Dose of Crabs that his mom gave me, but, sorry, that was a bad joke.
The surprise I have here is I thought NJ should be up there higher, and he, but he's only got 4, so it's a little bit surprising.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very close, so you could still easily change any of these stats. It's only halfway through the season, so we're just recapping the last half of the season. We got Fallen Warrior trying to call in, so he'll be joining us momentarily, and there he is.
Yeah, right now. Fallen, yeah.
Hey, Bartosz.
Jordan. Taking so much background noise. You're on live. You're live. 1, 2, 3. Anyways, I'm going to move on to hits then, because Jordan's making so much background noise, I'm going to mute him. All right, so leading off with hits, we got SBDR, number one, with 127 hits. Number two, you got K-Sarge with 118. Number three, you got Crazy Legs with 105. Four, you got me with 101. And then number five, you got Barred Down with 98. The only surprise I have here is that K-Sarge is the only D-man up in the top five for hits. The rest of us are forwards, so that's a little surprising to me. I'm also surprised to see that Viklev's only got 88 hits. Like, that guy usually fucking lays bodies out all the time. So,
yeah
I'm a little surprised there. And I guess we lost. All right. Jordan's calling back in. Jordan.
Oh, my God. Blog Talk is pissing me the hell off.
You're live on the air. Fallen.
Yeah, I know. I hear you guys.
All right.
I called in using my house.
So we just went over the league lead, top five in hits. Do you want me to recap, or did you hear that, or what do you think?
I did not hear anything. I literally just came home and rushed.
Okay, so
room.
I was recapping the hits because that's how far we're down we are. Number one, we got SBDR with 127. Two is K-Start, 118. Three is Crazy Legs, 105. Four is me with 101. And then fifth is Far Down with 98. Now, I said that I'm kind of surprised that K-Start is the only D-man up here and that Vic Lev doesn't have more hits than he does. What's your thoughts?
For all the shit-talking that Vic has, it's pretty surprising enough to see him here. I don't know if you guys have it as a top 5 or top 10. I have it listed on the top 10.
I've been listening to the top 10, and he's got 88 hits, and he's, like, trailing way back compared to what I think his average is.
Well, at least we know you guys can't call me Buttersoft anymore, because I don't think he's hit me once this season. But how
I know
hell,
I have.
How the hell does how many hits a game does Gru get to get 148 hits? That's just insane.
You're looking at the AHL stats?
Oh shit. What the wrong stats?
We're talking about MHL. I said 127.
Yeah, I know. I realize that now. I scrolled all the way down and clicked the wrong link. Holy fuck. Okay. I'm loading
like
Bellberry now.
Look, I know I'm averaging around like 8 hits a game.
I'm wondering, how the hell does Gru have 148 hits in freaking boot in the MHL when he's an HL captain? See, I'm terrible at this. I come on the show for like literally 2 seconds and I'm already making mistakes.
That's all good.
Okay, so SBDR is leading with 127 hits.
Yes.
Same question. How the hell does he have that many hits without or how many hits does he get per game or something like that? That's averaging what? He's played, I don't know how many games he's played. I'm guessing he's played all the games that Luckton's played.
I'm pulling up his card right now. He's played 30 games, yes. So
he's got to be averaging at least like 10 hits a game or
okay,
something.
Okay, let's do the math right here. 127 divided by 30. All right.
You're asking me to do math? I'm not in school no more.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, really?
He's averaging about 4.5 hits a game.
Well, from we'll be recapping this tomorrow, but from our series last night, he did not get that many.
Sorry, I'm just working on some waivers here.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next.
I just wanted to bring you up today as to where we went. We talked about who was going to be in our MHL All-Star game tonight. We gave our we went over the standings, and we're currently going over the top players in the MHL right now. So yeah, go ahead, take it from there, bud.
Did you guys blow any of my players yet?
No, we kind of told you you're a fucking idiot.
How?
We called you a fucking idiot.
Why would you do that? I'm your fucking MHL captain, and you're calling me an idiot.
No reason. Something to do.
Oh, man. Sorry, I just got a new controller. This thing feels so sexy.
I got a new controller, and everything feels so crappy. It feels like fucking the X button sticks and everything.
What controller did you get?
I bought an official Xbox one.
Oh, I bought the... they have the new these new special edition controllers.
I got the
dark blue and copper.
I got the it's got a rotating D-pad on it, which I thought they only had it for 360s, but you know, I guess not.
Anyways, let's move on to the next thing here. I don't know if you guys are going up the list or down the list.
Or what? I had to fix my headset.
Sorry, no, we're not. We're going down the list there. We just finished off on hits.
Percentage.
Well, no, we're going to move on to goalie. It was more of a variable stats that we were trying to avoid, so we'll just move on to the goalies.
Okay, sounds good.
Take it away, Fallen.
All right, so I guess I'll just go down the list here.
Doing the top five. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, you're just doing top five?
Yeah.
Can we do top six?
You just want to talk about your goalie in there.
Can we do top six? We're doing top six. For saves, it's in first, we have B Crips, no surprise. Second, we got Geckos Go Moo. Third, we got Dalai Lama. He knows how to make a couple saves, right, Eddie? In fourth, we got Jacob.
Two.
In fourth, we got Jacob Montez. We got in fifth, Cracker Joe, and in sixth we got Is Baker.
Yeah, and the funny thing is Cracker Joe, I don't think he's playing goalie the rest of the season, so.
Yeah, I kind of expected that because he doesn't want to play goalie at all right now either.
No, I you know what? He's a good goalie and all, but he's just getting sick and tired, as with a lot of goalies are, with the DA shitting on him. And so he wants to change. So, you know what? All the power to him. Kudos. Hopefully it works out for him better. And
oh, really? I've been playing quite a bit of goalie lately, and I'm actually liking it. I don't
Dude,
know if
you
it's
sound like it's like 50 Shades of Grey or some shit.
Yo, that movie was good. I didn't watch it, but it was good from what I heard.
That movie got me fucking laid, I don't know how many fucking times, so.
I guess I'm gonna have to watch it. Blaze, me and you, I'll come over to your house and we'll watch that movie together.
Dude, I just said that I get laid from that. You're asking him to come over and watch it with me? What, you fucking gay or what? Fucking, you are butter soft because your fucking ass is gonna feel pretty fucking soft.
What do you mean? I'm not gonna feel nothing.
Hey, if you're not loose, man.
All right, so I guess that's it for the saves. Let's move on to the goals against average.
Yeah. Do you want to do this one or?
I guess I can. Give me a second here. I was just putting on something. All right,
so
goals against average. Number one, we got Jacob Montanez with 2.16. Then you got DePuff with 2.75. Third is B. Cripps with 2.93. Fourth is Gekko Skomu with 2.97. And then fifth is Cracker Joe with 3.41. So Fallen Doesn't Cry. And then sixth is Baker with 3.48.
Hey, is Baker. We had a big night last night.
So, yeah. What are your thoughts here?
Surprised B. Cripps is not first. But with the defense that Jacob Montanez has in front of him, no surprise that he's up there in the top three with the 2.16. I think he has got, who's he got? He's got Ice Cream Truck and can't remember his defensive partner. Yeah, I have a brain fart right now, but just Ice Cream Truck alone, you know you're going to have a solid at least one solid defense in front of you. So that makes the goalie job a lot easier on Jacob. DePuff, he's got Blue Liner and Derek, isn't it? Hello?
Sorry, what? I was dealing with some other moose related stuff.
DePuff. He's got Blue Liner and Derek in front of him, right?
No.
Like we know it's Blue Liner for sure, but I can't remember if it's Derek GNR.
You wanted me to pull up his roster?
No, I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah. All three of those goalies have solid defense in front of them, so no wonder they're up there. I just want to give a shout out to Lucky Number 10. Yeti, do you want to list off who's number 10th in goals against average?
I don't have that up. Second, I'm going to pull up the Blue Liner's team just to confirm that it is Blue Liner and Derek on the back end.
I believe it is, yes.
That's why I just said I wanted to the team page to confirm it. So where were you? You were doing this. You did goals against. Fuck off, Fallen. You're in the 10th.
You
want to
list off who's number 10?
Okay. Fallen Porter is number 10 because no one else has played goalie other than him that's been that shitty.
Whoa. We won that series? Thank you very much. I almost had a shutout in game one.
If you go to top 15, is there anyone behind you?
I don't know. Magilla. I didn't go to top 15.
In one category, Then you got Mess McGillin at 37. So he did better than one NHL guy and better than two AHL goalies.
Hey, I'm more of a player than a goalie, so that I'm taking that like
and
I'm number 10's like. Alright. Blaze, do you want to say anything about the goals against average?
Not really. Sorry, I'm a bit occupied here. I'm just, I got Screaming Kid. I got waivers going. So
yeah.
I'm just going to zone out a bit. A little bit. I got, yeah, my team's like, okay. I'll just be in the background, folks.
We got this good shit today, Blaze, just for you, and I thought of you when I got it. It's called Alien OG Kush, and I was like, Blaze would love this.
Oh, shit. I'm getting fucked tonight, dude. Tomorrow we're having a 420 party.
Everyone jump into my party.
Drunk as fuck and high as fuck, and we're going to fucking party.
But tomorrow's Wednesday. It's a work day.
Tomorrow I'm going to the march.
420, motherfucker.
420, bitches. I'm going to the march. If you're there, I'll see you there. I'll be the guy carrying the giant staff.
Let's move on to save percentage now, unless you have anything else to say about goals against average.
Nope.
All right, let's go on to save percentage. I guess I'll do this one. And first, we got B-Strips with a .820. We got Jacob Montanez with in second with an 8.02. Cracker Joe in third with a .766. We got Dalai Lama, Yeti's favorite goalie, in fourth with a 7.59.
Okay.
And Gecko's Go Moo in fifth with a 7.43. And big shout out to number 10, Fallen, with a 6.690.
If you were listening to the show earlier,
I was out.
You can stop saying the whole Dolly's my favorite goalie thing because I've already gone over it. What? All right, thank you. I gave him credit for how he's playing this season, and I said he deserves to be in the All-Star game. All right. And I just said, whatever we have, whatever animosity, rivalry, whatever, it's on the front page. It's on the write-up. That's it.
Well, I was not listening because I was out.
And as I said on the last radio show, what really pissed me off about that series is shadiness. I don't give a shit if we get blown out of the fucking water 14-2. All right? As long as it was a clean game. As soon as some shadiness happens, that's when I get upset. That's when I step over and say, ain't happening, not on my watch. And I'm going to say shit about it.
Well, I'm pretty sure anyone would.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, so what do you got to say about the save percentage, the top five, and including number 10?
I'm not going to talk about number 10 because number 10 is a scrub.
I kind of agree.
Cracker. Third. See, this is why everyone says you should be a good stay as goalie. But it's what you do. I'm just busting your balls, Eric. I'll support whatever you do. But yeah, pretty much this is how it's going for the rest of the season, I think. Other than Cracker's going to be gone, probably out there if someone plays better. Yeah, I don't expect this to change much. Maybe some of the like Beef, Crips, and Montanez, they might drop a couple of points. But other than that, I don't think there's going to be much of a change. And this is what everyone pretty much expected it to be. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. I don't know if you want to talk about time on ice because no one really cares.
Not that
no one really cares, but let's go to shutouts.
Okay.
You want to do it or me?
You can.
All right, So in shutouts, really got four goalies listed here. And first, with leading the league with five shutouts,
okay,
is Jacob Montanez. And second is Geckos Go Moo with three. And third is D-Puff with two. And in fourth, it's Isbaker with one. How shocked are you that B-Crips does not have one shutout this season?
A little, actually. Because
especially with the team that he's on, the Donkey Punch All-Stars, you would think that they would have been able to shut out at least one team.
Yeah and no. They do have some defensive liability sometimes. So that's kind of not... It's a shock that B-Crips hasn't stand on his head, yes, and pulled out a shutout where it was asked like he normally does. But yeah, other than that, I'm surprised that Jacob Montanez is way ahead of fucking pretty much everyone.
Like, well, again, with the D, he's gone in front of him. As like, for example, Ice Cream Truck, and again, I can't remember who the other D was. Or is. But the Ice Cream Truck will definitely, him alone will definitely help you get the shutouts, because
yes,
he's just a solid defenseman. Now, do you think, usually you see, like, the normals up there, like, B-Crips,
okay,
Dolly.
I'm looking over at some of Jacob's games that he got the shutouts in. Now, some of these were amazing defensive flipping fucking games, and if he did not get a shutout, he would have been shit on. Four shots on net, I expect you to save those.
Four shots on net in one game?
One game.
What the hell game is this?
let me see here. It was near against, they play the Shitty Walk Samurais.
Okay, it kind of makes sense.
Let's see.
Kind of makes sense now.
Then they got three shutouts against EF.
East Infections.
Yes, the East Infections. Now, that's a surprise.
Wait.
There. 12 were the shots on that. So, and then his last shutout, he only had seven shots against him.
Actually, can I just cut in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
For some reason, he did not shut them out. I just clicked the game three of East Infections and the Barracudas. East Infections won 5-2.
So someone who was in charge of the stats might have to go over there and start saying what's going on.
No, everything's entered correctly, I think. Unless, no, I'll have to take a look at it. I'll do that.
Either way, I'll
do that right after this show.
You'll have to take a look at
it.
Yes, I'm not saying it's a captain fail. I'm saying it could have been the MSO fail, because we all know how that's happened to it before. So,
well, I just took over running it this week, so I'm kind of fixing everything. I actually just fixed it. I fixed it the other day, because apparently Dolly had eight shutouts, apparently, according to MSO.
Well, I don't want to get into that, but his captain's a faggot and doesn't enter stats properly, I say. There was an issue with him at the beginning of the season not entering stats and all that crap. I have to say it. Shout out to Fallen and Blaze stepping up and taking over my stats and helping that run smoothly. I know Blaze has done a lot of work down there. Also, a shout out to Blaze for fucking stepping up and helping out with the waivers. It helps us out a lot. Waivers are there for people to use, and they're there to be used. We don't want people sitting there that sign up for the leagues not playing. That's why we have the waiver system out there. So, if you're captain, you're signed a waiver, you're expected to use that waiver. No ifs, ands, or buts. All right.
I'm currently editing those stats.
I don't want to trail off of the whole what's going on. So, like, off the All-Star game into what we could be talking about tomorrow's show. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to take over the next section we got there?
The wins?
Yes, all right. Wins.
All right. So, top five in wins. You have Gekosko Moo with 20, Jacob Montanez with 16, B. Crips with 13, and it's a two-way tied for fourth, and it's with D-Puff and Is Baker with 10, and then it got technically for fifth, Cracker Joe with 7. Any surprises here? Other than B. Crips not being number one and having more wins than he does.
What surprises do you think there are?
I just said, other than B. Crips not being having more wins than he does and being number one.
Oh, sorry. I was kind of tooting out. yeah. I don't know how B. Crips only has 13 wins. I'm pretty sure. Well, I guess he missed a couple of games, so Donkey Punch played a couple of games without him.
He's got 20 games played.
Yeah, I think they have like 27. So he's missed like 7 games.
No, this is weird. His record is 13-6-4. Yeah, he's got 20 games played.
What?
13 wins, 6 losses, 4 overtime losses. That's what it says for B. Crips. So, how is 20 games? If I'm counting just the wins and losses, that's 19. Then you throw in overtime losses, that becomes 23.
This is all fucked.
Hey, aren't you the guy that runs the MHL?
Blaze, shut the hell up. Did you not just hear what I said?
No, I wasn't. I was doing serious business, motherfucker. Where are we at?
First? As I said, I just took over, so I'm freaking trying to fix everything.
I was just going over the wins. The top five in wins. I went Gekos has got 20, Jacob's got 16, B. Crips has got 13, D. Puff and Ice Baker are tied with 10, and the Cracker with 7. And I was surprised how B. Crips has had more wins. And that's when I clicked on his name and realized his record is 13-6-4 with 20 games played.
How the fuck is that even possible?
I don't know.
No fucking clue.
If so, Joe, if you want to contact us and let us know how you managed to swap B. Crips halfway through a game into net.
I don't think he's home.
Or how he pulled him from a game and he didn't get the...
Oh, man. I'm still trying to fix all the stats from friggin' that... That one series, or his one series there. What else can we talk about the wins? No surprise that Dolly is not in top five, though, that's for sure. With the team that he's got, no offense, Saint, but he should have drafted a lot better. We all thought Saint was going to have a great team when he picked up Dolly at the beginning of the draft. But kind of blew it at the end there. So, yeah, no surprise that Dolly's 7th on this list.
All right, so...
Do you want to go cover points?
We already did the standings, and then we did the player, like the skater stuff, and then we just did the goalie stuff. So, if you want to do the points, but, like, that's not really a... a major thing. Like, there's only three goalies. Gekko's got three eyes. Baker's got two. And Jacob's got one. There you go. There's the points. Blaze, I'll throw it back to you. What do you want? What shall we talk about next here?
Okay, so actually, I'm just going to start with closing statements. We've actually had a pretty long show, 1 hour and 5 minutes so far. I just wanted to let everyone know that we are always looking to expand. And with that being said, Moose Media will be looking for 2 members to join our team for next season. At some point, whether it's Yeti or myself, we will post a thread on the forums. And all you have to do is sign up there, let us know what you're interested in working on, and we'll be in contact with you. We need help with radio shows, top tens. We're working on some other side projects. Pretty exciting stuff for next season, so stay tuned, Moose Fam. With that being said, I also want to give a shout out to the MEC and the captains, both the MHL and the MAHL. It's, like I said, been a tough season with the new changes to the rules, but we are all we're all better for it. What do you guys have to say?
Just to go off of what Blaze said, yes, we're looking to hire. Well, not hire, but bring on 2 new media.
We're not paying anyone.
I know. We're not paying you. This is, you can use it as a portfolio if you want to go into the radio industry. We don't care.
I mean,
we're not paying
you. If
you
want, you could send us a resume.
Yeah, but, I'll be posting that. I'll say Friday. I'll post it Friday morning and respond to there. I'll put Biden and Blaze's emails on there so you can contact us. We will be keeping an eye on that thread. Excuse me. Sorry. Shout out for the MEC and for what they do. I know you guys deal with a lot of shit behind the closed doors and dealing with some of the emo that the captains or players are going through. So shout out to you guys. Thank you for helping us make this league run smoothly. Especially big shout out to you, Blue. I like to say, fuck you, Mike. Where the fuck are you?
He's in the farms chat box actually trying to chirp my team. Last night, I mean, my team didn't show up. I was missing two of my starting players.
We can cover the shit on tomorrow's show.
Let's not get into that.
All I gotta say is, Mike, you're supposed to be on the air with us sometimes, you know, like.
Like, right now.
Yeah,
but,
like, you know.
That was so
annoying. We could turn an 1 hour and 8 minute show into, like, 1 hour and 30 minute show if we just kept Mike talking.
Yeah, I mean, then again, it's the MHL, so, I mean, would he really have anything to say because it doesn't involve him or his team?
No, he wouldn't. He'd just keep
Mike.
His mouth shut and chirp.
He always has an opinion, so he's going to try to say something, and sometimes his opinion does make a little, I mean, sometimes make a very, very teeny little, like, grain of salt. It means a little bit, you know, but other than that. But yeah, keep your sticks on the ice, boys. Jordan.
Oh shit, yeah. Sorry, I'm totally lost right now. What are we doing? Closing off the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your closing statement, sir.
All right, well, as I said, going back to what Yeti and Blaze both touched on, about new media members. If you guys want to send in a resume. I'm pretty sure Yeti would look over it while he's smoking one. Wouldn't you, Yeti?
I'll look over and I'll laugh some probably if you make me laugh.
Maybe if they want to go into the radio business after, they can say, had experience with blog talk radio for Moose on Ice or Moose Hockey League.
Again, and we also like comedians. If you think you're a good comedian and you belong on the air, hit me up on this thread. All right, I'm going to post it on Friday. Keep an eye out.
Vic just lost the job right there.
Oh, also one more thing I forgot to mention. I'm going to try to single-handedly bring back the Moose Cow thread. That was a huge.
Don't worry, I already got mine gathering. They're stockpiling up.
You
can't force
pictures. I'm lost right now. What you just
Fallen's
said.
Mother. So
yes. I'm stockpiling the pictures of Fallen's mothers for the Moose Cow thread. So if you really want to see her,
oh, go screw yourself.
I would, but my dick didn't reach my asshole and I fell off the couch. Anyways, this has been our show, Moose Fam. We hope you
Fallen,
enjoy it.
Oh, you're an abortion that went wrong, and your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom factory.
That is rude. That is really, really rude. I might have to quit media after hearing
Lincoln
you say that.
Means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You regret.
You are all assholes.
All right.
Hey, that wasn't me. Anyways, this has been Blaze, Yeti, Fallen, your special MAHL All-Star Game. Stay tuned. The game is about to commence, or probably already has. No, it's later tonight. Sorry, my fault.
It starts at 10.
But it's going to be an exciting night. Jess Keller says penis got cut off, and signing out.
Peace.
Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewound. Rewound.
Yeah. Way up. Turn it all up. Yeah. Look, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit.